Tiny little art lies. Don't let liars stop you from learning.
What comes next may sting a little, as it may include an attack from other artists. I know, they seem like such a nice bunch. Practicing on photos is only a step away from using GIMP's Warp Transform to beautify your source photos, photos that you must now take yourself, and using that as a foundation for impossibly beautiful paintings that bring joy to the heart. You only need to add stylization. That means rather than copying an eye from a photo, you use it as shape and location reference and then create the eye component by component as if it was an illustration. You are about to enter the viral zone where you are going to cut into the other people's profits and subscribers. They did this to themselves. They have kept the world of digital painting artificially small by means of hate and shame. Not everyone is always attacked, but a lot of people are already held back by dumb ideas learned in broken schools. They mistakenly believe their methods are less valid because they are not medieval or uselessly difficult or slightly misshapen. Doubting one's art or talent is coming under attack. Eventually, such madness may combine to uninspire an artist from creating any more of their works. And uninspired artists become carriers of this blight and tend to uninspire others. Your use of photographs will be the first thing they will attack. Then, people will come and say, professionals will get fired if they don't use photographs and just sit there copying with a stupid grid. Then, they will say, how did you get here? You are new. How can you be this good? You are obviously cheating. And as a novice, you shouldn't be using photographs at all. You can't copy in any way because you just started. They will sometimes create a stupid fantasy test where others pass and your technique fails. It will make no sense, like, at all. But arguing the stupid points they will make will be like arguing with a stupid cult. They will call your best work fake, because digital painting does not look like that. That's not how a brush looks. This will make a lot of people unsubscribe. They will go somewhere else, and in uppercase, they will say, once I heard of it, I unsubscribed. And another one will join in and say, unsubscribed. For months, they will spread some half-assed argument that by laws of physics and reason just can't make sense. But they will stick to it because it gives them internet points and some kind of a sense of superiority. They will steal your art and make animations that, quote, prove, unquote, how you are fake, fake, fake. And then, the person into whose profits you are cutting in the most will challenge you to a contest designed to bring them extra subscribers. Draw freehand, they will say, and the impartial judge will pick a model that the liar practiced for weeks. And if this lie ever becomes public, they will blame you for trying to discredit the validity of the test and call you a sore loser and probably throw in some fake, fake, fake. Don't tell me this is not hate. and know that liars always win, because they get you to play by their own rules. The only way to win, or more precisely, to get the hell out of there, is to step around them and keep on learning. Art is not an echo chamber. It is a living, breathing forest. Only social media is an echo chamber. Art is an infinite universe. It is not just a multiverse tesseract, because you can climb outside of the tesseract. And for example, paint what the liar looks like for real, or how the industry crushes artists and their spirits and their hearts, or how every liar is a sellout first. The liars will always keep to the tiny area that they command. Think about it this way. They peak in high school. They stay a teenager for so long that they become super creepy. Though you can't win against a liar, you can step outside or over their stupid little world. Please, you mustn't play by their rules, as their rules are crafted to crush your spirit and keep you down. They lose all power over you the moment you stop trying to belong to their stupid little circle. They will still be snatching subscribers by calling you fake, fake, fake the day you exhibit at Museum of Modern Art, or Guggenheim, or Centre Pompidou, or Musée d'Art Moderne de la Ville de Paris. See, lying is their art, and they don't perceive things like hate. Until they self-destruct, they only want more, 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 more. The world of art is a beautiful and free world. And so is the world of politics and pursuits of knowledge. But liars are so effective at what they do that they clog the first step. And in their madness and mediocrity, call it the greatest height anyone has ever reached. Blah. I repeat, just lift your foot a bit higher and step over them. They are tiny little things, after all. The only problem is being unprepared for their attack. The attacks start really early. Chances are they already got to you with the words, "Don't copy. Tracing is not an art. That's just a paint over." "Oh, you're color picking? Oh, that is so lame." See, that is the precursor to calling you a fake. More than that, brilliant and unsuspecting people fake their tutorials because of this sickness, when they are inevitably caught by one of the liars looking at frame by frame slow motion version, their career unravels, it ends, at least under their own name. You have to be strong. You aren't copying. You are reinventing like a god with your own hands. You aren't tracing. You are comprehending. You are training your brain, your eyes, your touch, even your spirit. It is not a paint over. You are improving nature. You are conducting a sacred symphony, restoring the person's youth to last forever. You are bringing back their teenage days right into their eyes. You are restoring their youthful strength. You are not color picking. You are bonding your work with the universe. You are entering into the harmony with reality itself. You are not fake. You are not lame. You were born a creator into a world trembling from its inhabitants, fighting for the insignificant bottommost step. And you know what? You are not just learning art. Humans don't just learn one thing. You are not just learning how to become an artist. You don't need those labels. You need to rise by the noblest means and by subtle analogy. Rise so that humanity can rise along with you. So that the future has peace and real justice and authenticity and dignity. As it stops repeating the simplest mistakes and finally begins moving forward at a pace that is worthy of the best within us.